Schweigen!
Oder, oder.
E teatua kaharawa. E manakone.
The speaker, Lockwood Smith, celebrating Maori Language Week in the House by reading the daily prayer and te reo.
Tato ariki, amine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, te mana whakawā.
National's Jo Goodhue opening her five-minute general debate speech on Wednesday.
There is hope, and that, in fact, what National campaign on, a brighter, more ambitious future for New Zealand, is certainly something that is coming. Our six-point plan is our plan.
But that didn't satisfy Labour's Ruth Dyson.
What is the plan?
Ruth Dyson said people were getting more and more confused.
They are asking me and asking my colleagues, where is this government going? Where is the vision? What is the plan?
If the government has a plan, it's in the budget, and that reached the stage this week where it's discussed in detail in the estimates debate. Set down to last 8 hours, it began on Tuesday after question time with this explanation from Assistant Speaker Rick Barker.
Members, the House's Committee on the Appropriation 2010-11 Estimates Bill. Standing orders provide for 8 hours of debate on the estimates. Each member may have no more than two speeches of 5 minutes on each vote. The estimates debate should be relevant to the government's current spending plans as contained in the estimates appropriations.
Rick Barker said the government had made all votes available for debate, running down a schedule until he received a bid.
The question now is that both Prime Minister and Cabinet stand part of the schedule.
Mr. Chairman.
The bid came from Labour's deputy leader.
I call the Honourable Annette King.
Mr. Chairman, we have one opportunity a year to question the Prime Minister in this estimates debate. Today we will not have that opportunity to question the Prime Minister because, as the House will notice, he is not in the chair.
That's the chair at the head of the table where ministers sit when the House forms itself into a committee. Maori Language Week then continued with the first reading of the second part of legislation giving iwi rights to co-manage the Waikato River.
Mr. Speaker.
Kia ora, Honourable Tariana Turia Tikaringa.
Tēnā koe, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of the Minister for Treaty of Waitangi Negotiations, I move that the Ngāti Tuoretoa, Ngāti Raukawa and Te Arawa River Iwi Waikato Bill be now read for the first time.
Tariana Turia was joined in voting to send the bill to the Maori Affairs Committee by all parties except ACT, represented on Wednesday night by David Garrett.
Mr. Speaker, it's Maori Language Week, as we all know, and so I'll do my best with this one. He iwi tahi tātou. That's a phrase that one will find not said in this House this week. It means, of course, we are one people, and is what Governor Hobson said to each signatory of the treaty.
Question times were dominated by argument over whether New Zealand was closing the gap with the average weekly wage paid in Australia, as promised by the government. Questions included this one for the Prime Minister, John Key, from Opposition Leader Phil Goff.
Does he agree with his Minister for Economic Development statement yesterday that the current weekly income gap between New Zealand and Australian full-time workers is, quote, certainly a lot less than it was when Labor was in office, end quote.
Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes, and if the member... I thank the member for asking, actually, because I'm advised that the gap between gross average weekly earnings in Australia and New Zealand, adjusted for purchasing power parity, is currently $160.25. And that is certainly a lot less than it was in 2005, where it was $187.60.
Mr. Key's deputy, Bill English, had a ready answer to this question from his Labour shadow, David Cunliffe.
Does he agree that for most New Zealanders, this recovery is so bumpy that the recovery has fallen in a hole the size of Jerry Brownlee's mine? Mine with an E, Mr. Speaker, not a D. And that based on his own forecasts, New Zealanders will face 3 years of price increases, outstripping wages, leaving them further behind their Australian counterparts.
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I wish the recovery was as big as that member's ego.
Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.